Hi there, happy Wednesday. It is Pam, and it is a new theme this month, and I think it's an especially important theme. It is twist and the SI joint. The SI joint is the sacroiliac joint at the low back. And the cue today is to allow the pelvis to rotate in the same direction the spine is rotating. So it used to be what I call old school to say to keep the hips level in a twist. And I still go to classes and hear that quite a bit, and it's not wrong. It's just that you may want to consider understanding why you want the pelvis to rotate. It is believed to now be, based on physical therapists, doctors who teach yoga, some actual research that's been done, that it's believed to be better and safer for the low back, especially the SI joint, to allow the pelvis to rotate in the same direction. So in other words, if you're in revolved side angle with your right leg forward, you would want your left hip to drop slightly and your right hip to lift. You're letting the pelvis rotate, so it's the two ilium bones and the sacrum, that triangular shaped bone in the low back, they move together, and then you work the twist up the back. And so you still want to keep that gentle core engagement. You still want to keep the legs strong so that you have that support, but absolutely play around with seeing how it feels for your body to allow the pelvis to rotate. You may be surprised. And so what Jason Crandall says, he's a well-known yoga instructor. He works with a lot of physical therapists and teaches anatomy and yoga all over. And he says that this means that if you don't let your pelvis rotate in the direction that your spine is rotating, you are more likely to concentrate stress in the sacrolumbar iliac region. And I know this can sound confusing, so make sure you take a look at this week's favorite find so that you can see. There's an instructor, Jenny Lee Toner, who shows you exactly what's happening. She shows you a visual of the spine, of the sacrum, of the SI joint, so that you can really understand and see. And with all of the cues, the more I research, the more I realize there is absolutely not a right and wrong way. We are all built differently. So if you're an instructor, just suggesting it to your students to try, especially the ones who have low back SI issues. And if they don't want to take this cue and want to keep their hips level, again, not a problem. I now cue to keep the twist gentle so that we want this. It's obviously important, we all know, to have mobility in our spine, but we don't want to have too much mobility or too much flexibility, which is slightly different in our spine. So the more we stretch the ligaments, the more strength we need to hold them together once they're overstretched. So for someone who's really tight, using their elbow or arm to go deeper isn't as much of a problem as someone who is naturally more flexible. So allowing the pelvis to rotate, my belief is that you are less likely to push yourself into the twist because you feel like you're going further anyway. And a tip is if you're in a high lunge, keep your hands at your heart. Let's say your right leg is forward. Take an inhale, get nice and long in the spine, and as you exhale, twist to the right. Your hands will stay at your heart. Inhale, come back to center. And do that a few times. And then as you twist to the right, after your third or fourth time, hold it there and notice where your heart and pinkies are facing, and then come back to the center. Then do the same thing again, but this time allow your pelvis to rotate. So if you're twisting to the right, allow the right hip to go back a little bit, your left hip forward slightly, and do that a few times, and then notice where your heart and pinkies are facing. You'll notice they'll be a little bit further along, and that's the idea of you're not necessarily twisting deeper by doing that, but you're feeling like you're going deeper into the twist, so you're less likely to push yourself into the twist. My quote today is, balance is not something you find, it's something you create. Namaste.